You're listening to Distraction Therapy. Conversations and sound walks at a time of change. With me, Rob Watson. Hello, I'm Rob Watson, and this is Distraction Therapy. And what I do for about the next hour is wander about, record things, and have conversations. Or I talk to people online and play a bit of music as well. And the theme really is kind of how we've been coping during lockdown and what the ways are. Hang on a minute, I'll get my words right. What we've been doing to distract ourselves in a positive way, in order to make sure that we've been managing and that we've been able to do stuff and keep on an even keel. And it's not been easy. As we're coming out of lockdown, you know, many of the opportunities to return to our former way of doing things before March 2020 are kind of they're the obvious things that we might want to just pause for a moment and check that that's the kind of stuff that we want to get back into doing. But let's have a think about that. So today I'm not venturing very far from the house. I'm walking through some of the back streets of the West End. I'm on Sykefield Avenue at the moment, and I'm just going to capture some of the sounds of the suburbs and see what comes out. One thing we've got at the moment is the cherry blossom is out in full bloom. So we've got this lovely pink hue on many of the cherry trees that are dotted around this area. And it looks very appealing. Over the last few weeks we've had the hawthorn blossomed first, and now the cherry blossom has come out. One of the nice things that you can do when you're walking around like this is look into people's gardens. And you can see, I'm not very good at naming plants and flowers. But I've just seen a petunia. I think it's a petunia. And it's a bit early. I remember them opening at the end of May rather than the beginning of May. But there's lots of tulips and primroses. Walking past a house with a nice rockery. There's plenty of rosemary bushes in people's gardens around here.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart. And she's taken almost all that I've got. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know. The first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know. The first cut is the deepest.
There's a lot of people getting work done. I suppose it's spring. The temperature's been a bit odd today because when I've been in the house, I had to put a heater on because it was quite cold. Whereas now I'm out in the sunshine and it's about 14 degrees. So it's very pleasant. But when you're in the wind, there's quite a bit of a chill. And if you're in the shadows and in the wind, then it's a bit chilly as well. But out in the sunshine is very pleasant. I'm just at the entrance to Westcote Park, which a few months ago I was here when it was snowing and the trees were quite barren, and now the trees are starting to the leaves have come out. There's an ash tree in front of me, and that's kind of really filled out in the last few days. There's a willow tree overlooking the brook, you know, at the side of the brook, that has not entirely covered in leaves, but they're almost out, covering the canopy. There are some larger trees. There's beech trees, I think, and in the centre of the West Coast Park, and they are still, the leaves are quite small. They're still forming on those trees. The hawthorn trees, the blossoms vanished, and it's been left with a green, velvety green leaf coverage. And the brook is looking a bit forlorn, a bit muddy and silty. Of course, we've not really had any rain for the last, you know, for about 3 weeks now, I think it is, that we've not had any consistent rain. So later on this week, I think we are forecast to have 50% chance of rain each day, and I have to say it's much needed. I've been watering the pots in my yard because they've dried out, and I don't normally need to have to water them until mid-May or the end of May, June, but we've had a real dry spell the last few weeks, and that means that the grass is a bit stunted and shorter, and underfoot the soil, the ground, the earth is feeling dry. There's a couple of people sitting enjoying the sunshine underneath the trees, and they're taking it easy on what's quite a pleasant afternoon. And West Coast Park is one of those nice little parks that's hidden away, doesn't attract large numbers of people, but it's a nice space, especially if, you know, you're working from home. It often feels that the walls can be closing in on you because you're staring at the same wall. Without going into an office space or a workplace, then you sometimes feel as if you're a bit limited, and with the coffee shops not being open, then, well, only open for sitting outside, then it's not quite as easy to get a regular break.
Yeah.
So behind me at the school there's a football match taking place. Not sure it's competitive. Looks quite fun. With working at home and working online, the last few months, the last 12 months has meant a lot of Zoom and Teams meetings, and many people have been forced to use them as a way of, you know, if we're not having to go into the office. But there's a kind of a thinking, a period now that we're in, which is about shifting back to in-person work, going back into the office, maybe not as much as we used to, but there's the joys of working from home for some people have been quite positive. For many people it's been about, you know, finding a spare space. Many people live in a house where they don't have that spare space, and you're occupying the kitchen table, and you know, you've got family, particularly when the schools were closed and people had childcare responsibilities and education responsibilities at the same time as working. But Zoom has enabled, there's been this, you know, revolution in a way of people's expectations. The technology's been around for a while, but people's expectations that they can work remotely, that you can access and share files and data and collaborate using remote, safe, secure remote access. And a lot of companies have really now accelerated their online practices for engaging with their enabling employees and people to work remotely. It's not ideal for every situation, but it has a lot of benefits. So one of the things I've been thinking about is, will I really want to go back to in-person meetings? And I'm not sure I do. I'm kind of like the convenience of having a set of meetings at a particular time and then being able to get on with other things. And a little bit more control over what I do in my daily life would be that I don't keep piling tasks on to myself, but I maybe work 4 days a week and be as productive in 4 days as I would be in five, and then take that extra day off to do something useful, learning, getting out for a walk, doing these sound recordings, these sound walks, something a bit more productive than merely just attending to tasks. And then I'll you know, kind of clean the house at the weekend and try and read and watch some TV. But there's an etiquette, I think, that we kind of have to facilitate in online meetings is really changing. Will it change? Let's ask that as a question. Will it change the dynamic of the way that people work? Because, you know, you can't use your personality and you can't make assumptions about where you fit in a meeting when you're doing something online. And it's not for everybody, but I wonder if the whole process of doing online meetings is going to open up a lot of our organisations to thinking about how they reconfigure themselves around a deeper sense of listening to one another, better and more effective turn-taking, providing information in advance, recognising that it's easy to get fatigued when you're trying to concentrate for long periods of time. A general rule of thumb for me is no meeting should last more than 50 minutes. And if it does, there needs to be a 10-minute break halfway through. And no, if you're having a 2-hour meeting, and including a break, it should finish at, you know, 1:45, 1:40 the hour. There is no need for meetings to go right up to the 2-hour mark, right up to the hour. It's kind of a lack of discipline. And I wonder if those people who have previously been used to commanding the space in a room actually will be less amenable to shifting permanently online, because it raises the question, where does the power in a meeting lie, and what does it mean to be a chair of a meeting? So we saw that video of the parish council that descended into chaos, and that kind of, you know, that's the level of awareness and skills that people are at sometimes. And, you know, what goes beyond that? How do we learn to facilitate? How do we, you know, what are the key issues about drawing out a positive response from everybody who takes part in a meeting, making sure that there's a sense of inclusiveness and that we don't just have to respond verbally, that we can, you know, there are techniques of using, you know, the chat groups that go with these things, and the messages and sharing files and using whiteboards and using electronic sticky notes, that there's other ways that we can include people in the conversations. And I wonder what the knock-on effect. One of the things about innovation is, you know, we sometimes overestimate the short-term impact and underestimate the long-term impact. So short-term, we've all lived through this period where we recognise that there's been a change, but we're not sure what the long-term effects are going to be. And I kind of feel in my gut that it's going to be quite profound, and it will change the nature of our and the shape of our society and how decisions get made, because it means you can change and adapt who's included in that decision-making process.
Thank you. Well, let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere. Sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come, brother, baby. This might be the lost, that's all. Once I'm big and you save a little soul. Yes, go. Come, brother, baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings. Walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come, little baby. I'll sleep with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years. Golden years. Down where you once belonged, in the back of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, look, gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come brother, baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Right, so just a short walk today. I'm going to head back home and get on with some work in I need to get out and go a bit further afield. I've always said, if you want to take part in one of these sound walks, message me. It's just an opportunity to meet up, have a conversation, have a think about how we've managed through the lockdown and what you're hoping to do differently or continue once we come out of it, and basically what's good for us, what's going to keep us on an even keel. You can contact me on Twitter and Instagram at RobWMedia, or you can email me rob@robwatsonmedia.net. And yeah, send me a message if you want to come out for a stroll one day, and we'll record it.
Seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be made. that appears. I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day alone again. Naturally, alone again. Naturally.
So good. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night. I'm gonna call her on the telephone, have her over cause I'm all alone. I need excitement, oh I need it bad, and it's the best I've ever had. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right. I've ever had. I wanna hold.
You've been listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Find out more at robwatsonmedia.net or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at robwmedia.